The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 12th chapter. Jesus said, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourself that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, over the next 4 weeks, I want us to pay attention to our second lesson. They lead us through the book of Hebrews, which is toward the end of the New Testament. Typically, I preach on the Gospels, and there's certainly plenty in those texts for us to savor and to study, and I'll invite you to take those home and read those during the week. Think about those. But over the next 4 weeks, I want to talk about that key phrase in the book of Hebrews, by faith. Because for Christians, faith is such a huge word. We want to know the answers. By faith, what? So this week we're going to talk about, by faith we hear the promise. And next week it's by faith we've got you surrounded. And then by faith we stand on unshakable ground. And finally, by faith, we love. So today as we start talking about faith, and many of you have been Christians for all your lives, sometimes we take that word for granted. A lot of times when we hear a word like faith, or salvation, or righteousness, or holiness, we who've been in church for so long sometimes don't think about what that means. And we start giving it kind of other meanings. Faith. There was a father once who had a little 5-year-old daughter. And he was a businessman, and rather busy, but he loved his daughter. And one day the daughter says, "Daddy, can you build me a dollhouse, a playhouse?" And the dad said, "Sure, I'll build you a playhouse." And he goes back to reading his newspaper. And in the meantime, his daughter is very, very busy carrying things back and forth here and there. And he notices, he glances over his newspaper, and he's like, "Honey, what is she doing?" And the wife says, "Well, he promised to build her a dollhouse. She's taking stuff outside to put in that new dollhouse, that new playhouse." And the father puts down the newspaper, goes out to the lumber yard, gets the lumber, gets the supplies he needs, and starts building that house. Why does he build it? Now, like most of us who've been Parents who have made too many commitments, made too many promises to our kids, or been just too busy to fulfill all the things we want to do for our kids. The father might not have gotten around to it right away, but the father built the house because the kid lived in faith, and he was touched by her trust that he would do what he said he would do. As Christians, by faith, we hear the promises of God. God's promises. Now, there's a lot of stuff that God does not promise us. And sometimes we wait expectantly for God to take care of those things. But it's the promises of God that our faith is energized by. It's the promises of God that compel us forward as Christians. You know, faith is not about guilt. You've probably heard people who've said, you know, if you just have enough faith, something will happen. Or something won't happen. Have you heard that? If you just have enough faith, this will all get better. And that's not necessarily what faith is. You know? People have lived in poverty since the beginning of time. Faithful people who have hoped not to live in poverty, but they've still lived in poverty. People have lived through all sorts of hardship and disasters and calamity and distress, and had faith, but still had to endure those things. Faith is not about believing what we want and telling God what to do. Those of us who are grown-ups here, we have to set aside the difference between faith and Santa Claus. Okay? Faith in Santa Claus is, if I ask for it, it might just come. And certainly God wants all good things for God's children. But faith in what we're asking for is not necessarily faith in what God has promised to us. And I think next week, as some of us relay our trip to El Salvador back to the congregation after the service, we'll understand better. But first order of faith is not even the same as faith of someone who lives an absolutely impoverished life. For us, faith is to have money, to have insurance, to have a pension. We hope that God will provide all those good things so that we can be comfortable. For people in other parts of the world, faith like that is faith that my house is not going to get knocked down by an earthquake tonight while I sleep. Wishing is not the same as being faithful. You know, faith active in love can change a lot of circumstances. And we believe that God can do anything. But for instance, faith that a violent neighborhood will suddenly turn into something from a 1950s sitcom without action, without effort, without concentration, without working with other people. Faith active in love can change a lot of things, but faith for us to just sit back and say, God, change this, is not necessarily faith. Faith So what is faith? Faith is hearing the promises of God and letting ourselves live in those promises. Faith is knowing that God is bigger than anything that can get thrown our way in this lifetime. Faith is knowing that this lifetime is not all that we have. Faith. A lot of people talk about faith as a noun. Like, faith is something I possess. You know? My faith. My faith will. But faith is not a noun. Faith is like a muscle. Okay, think about this. We have a lot of athletes, especially among our younger folks. Faith is like a muscle. If you don't use your muscles, what happens? You look like me. You atrophy. Your faith atrophies. Faith is like a muscle. If you don't use your faith, if you don't learn to trust God, you forget that God is trustworthy. But those who exercise their faith muscles grow in faith, grow in understanding that God's will is always good despite what we might want here or now. As we exercise our faith and learn to trust God with one more small thing, we say, God, take this off my plate because I don't understand it and I might not like it, but I'm going to give it to you. You learn that God will handle it. And God will make it right. And God will allow what is best for you. I'm an old movie geek. And I think one of my favorite examples of faith in a movie was when in the Indiana Jones movie, where they're seeking the chalice that's going to bring eternal life and healing and all of these great things. And of course, only the worthy one can get to the point where they can even choose among the chalices. But there's one point in the movie where Indiana Jones is standing at the edge of the doorway. And outside the doorway, stone doorway, there's this chasm. And it seems like it goes down for thousands and thousands of feet. And jagged rocks at the bottom. And he knows he needs to get from here to there. So he thinks a little bit. He tosses out a little sand. And that shows that there's a pathway. And he just steps down. And the road is already there for him. Faith works. Faith is getting up in the morning and saying, God, show me your path. And then take the first step. God, show me who you would want me to minister to today. And take another step. Show me someone who needs some extra love today, God. And take another step. And as you keep taking those steps, your faith muscles grow. And they become stronger, and you become stronger, and your relationship with the Almighty becomes stronger. So that when you are in genuine trouble, it's not so hard to put it in God's hands. Faith is anticipating God's goodness, God's providence. In Hebrews, we see the examples of faith from the Old Testament. And sometimes, you know, as being people on this side of the resurrection, we forget how important those Old Testament people were for our faith journey as well. You know, by faith, Abraham. They just took a few steps and trusted God with the rest. Abraham could not, and Sarah could not have guessed how far down the road How many generations down the road the promise will be fulfilled? They just took the steps they needed for their time. By faith. One more step. Now faith is all well and good, and still, I think we think of it as a noun, and not as a muscle. Some of you have heard this story, but I'm going to tell it for those who haven't. Faith is like this. There's this very famous acrobat who can roll a wheelbarrow across a wire across Niagara Falls. And he does it very well. He walks this tightrope over Niagara Falls, makes it look easy. And he takes a wheelbarrow, and he walks across Niagara Falls, makes it look easy. And people are standing around him. Somebody asks, well, you think you can do it again? And they said, sure. And sure enough, then he goes the other direction, takes the wheelbarrow. This time he skips, he runs. He's having a great time, he gets across. Somebody asks on the other side, do you think you can do that again? And people say, sure. And then they are asked, well, then would you get in a wheelbarrow? We believe God is all-powerful, all-capable, all-loving, all-abundance, and wants all good things for God's children. Faith is getting in that window and trusting God for the rest of the ride. By faith this morning, we will be receiving two new members into the kingdom of heaven, into the family of God, Kaylin and Dylan. By faith, they, like every other Christian who has ever come to the waters of baptism, will hear the promises again. I want you all to hear the promises again. You are a child of God, beloved, unique, special, priceless, and endowed with all these promises for all eternity. The promises that come to these two children this morning belong to all of us. Come. By faith, hear the promise. Amen.